Obviously, these are difficult times in our country, and it is a pleasure to welcome in someone that we feel comfortable talking about what happens on the court and what happens off of the court, because he is an all-around great guy and friend of the show, UTC basketball coach Lamont Paris, of course, coming off a 20-win season. Lamont, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. Trying to make sense of a lot of different things and manage and stay in my lane and, stay in touch with 16, 17, teenagers, and all that. So, no different than anybody else in a lot of ways, but a lot different in terms of what we're trying to, all the stuff that we're trying to manage with the group of guys that are in really different times.
Lamont, is there one emotion that has stuck with you since the death of George Floyd and the protests and the riots that have followed? I mean, when you turn on the television, what is kind of going through your mind?
I don't know. There's a lot of things. One thing is just, people's motives. And this is one thing I've talked about, is just that there's some people with really good motives out there, and there are some people that don't have good motives or intentions, and, they have something to gain from politicizing or publicizing the situation. And so it's disheartening that people would do that, and it's hard to kind of decipher and try to sort through that. But it obviously was a very unfortunate situation, and I say unfortunate as if fortune had something to do with it, which it didn't necessarily, but just unfortunate for our country to be in that situation again, particularly right now when we're all trying to deal with a common foe in this coronavirus, and to have to have something like that happen was disheartening.
Have you had a Zoom meeting with your players in the last few days since this has all happened?
No, I haven't. I've called the guys, most of them anyway. I haven't talked to every single guy yet, but the vast majority of them I've talked to specifically in the last 48 hours or so. Just on a couple of things, on changes that we're making here potentially, and the developments that are going on, but also specifically about what's going on in the country right now. These guys, they're still kids. You think they're old, and some of them in their 20s, but they're 20 is the new 15. That's where we're at in society, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I just think that's what it is. And so, yeah, they're young, and so they have questions, and they have feelings, obviously, and emotions, and so you just try to stay in constant contact with them.
You've got players scattered all over the country. What if one of them was to say, "Coach, I'd like to. Our town's holding a protest tonight. I'd like to go out." Would you have any policy on that, or what would you tell them?
Well, I mean, I've touched base with all of them, and all I've told them is, is that basically what I told you, that there are some people with really good intentions that are out there, and then there are some others that have really sinister motivations, and it can be difficult to tell the difference between the two of those. So, I've just told our guys just to stay focused right now on what they have coming up, and what their goals are and what their next steps are, and try to support from afar, and just be safe, and careful about who you're being around and what environment that you're going to be in.
You're listening to Lamont Paris, the coach of the UTC men's basketball team here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
20 wins. What's the most difficult question you've received from a player about this?
Our guys are pretty mature. You know, they've handled it well. I think their families are there too, and helping guide them. But I haven't had a lot of real difficult questions about it. I think some of the stuff I'm saying, guys have already been doing. You know, we had some protests here in Chattanooga, and once I saw it, that was the first thing I was just wondering about our guys that were here in town still, and you know, none of them were involved in it. And so I think they've done this for a while now, and I think they kind of get the routine that they're slightly different, and that may not be the best scenario for them to be involved in. It's hard, but I haven't gotten a ton of really difficult questions. You know, most of it's just them listening to what I'm saying and really pretty much corroborating those feelings and what they're doing in their everyday life right now.
Have you gotten to a point, specifically considering your job, considering the almost daily growing negativity about stories about college athletics and the funding? We all know you're way too handsome a man to wear a mask, but COVID has caused us all to sacrifice in various ways. And now this, I mean, do you almost dread turning on, clicking your Twitter?
Well, yeah, I don't have Twitter. So, and this is one of the times that I'm glad I don't. One of the many times, I should say, that I'm glad that I don't have Twitter. And I'm not a social media person necessarily. I do watch the news at times, and it's just, again, it's hard to, I like to watch mom and pop news. Like, it's hard to get a real feel in the national news. Everyone's got an angle,
right,
on the story that they're trying to. So yeah, I do. At this time, it's overload of that kind of stuff, and it's you just want to tune out of some of it from time to time, and that's why it would be great for when it's safe enough for us to get down here and get back with our guys and get our core unit. That's the selfish thing, I mean, but for my particular unit and group, that would be fantastic just to be really refocused again on us and you know, be able to tune out some of the stuff that's going on out there. But, and I encourage our guys to be safe, you know. There's some people that are really smart and have dedicated their lives to the anatomy of a pandemic and a virus, and those people suggest that I wear a mask when I go into places with a lot of people. So I tend to go with people that are really educated in their profession.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, and you're still a single guy, so you don't have to have a boss that'll tell you what you're going to think anyway. So you're in a pretty good spot.
Yeah. Sometimes that's a little harder, though. I got to make my own decisions in some places.
You're listening to UTC men's basketball coach Lamont Paris here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Coach, how many players do you have in town, and how many are all over the country?
Let's see. We have probably 1, 2, 3, 4 guys that are in town right now. Another one's scheduled to come into town at the end of the week. So 4 or 5 guys that are here, and then the rest of them will be all over the place. You know, we've discouraged them from going home. We have some international guys, and we've discouraged them from going back just because with so much uncertainty with international travel, and that seems to change on a daily basis. So it's, you know, it's just more just staying in touch with them and make sure they're safe and just constant communication. But, yeah, we got guys all over the place from the St. Louis area to Memphis to, well, I'd say Miami. Dave's here now, but he wasn't in Miami for a little bit, just to all over the place. So some local guys, a couple local guys.
Ahmad, how old were you in 1992?
In 1992, I was 19 years old.
Okay, so you were very much like your
18. Okay, or 19, depending on.
So you were very much like when. The ages of your players when the whole Rodney King situation happened. I'm curious, do you feel any different about what is transpiring now compared to then? And I don't know. It just feels like when something like this happens, it seems like there's some areas where we have improved in race relations, and then some where it just seems like we're on spin cycle.
Yeah, there's no question that that we have to continue to improve in that regard in a major way. You know, it's funny to put things in perspective. You know, that's one thing. You look at Rodney King and you say, okay, stuff like this is still happening since that point in time. But if you look at, if you took someone who's 80 years old right now, right, and then you went back to the day that they were born, and you took a person that was 80 years old on that day, that person's parents was alive when either had slaves or was against slavery. That's not that. You know, it's relatively, it's closer to us than what we think. And it took us 100 years from the time that we abolished slavery to be able to eat at a restaurant in a way that wasn't segregated. That was 100 years to get that far. And so I think there was a lot of progress that was made in the next how many ever years. And so we just have to constantly keep making progress, and some areas I think have progressed more than others. I mean, we've had a black president, an African American president. We've, you know, I have a job where people are trusting me to look after and educate and mentor and guide their children. Right, that 100 years ago, no. So there've been there's a lot of progress in a lot of different areas. Some institutions, to me, seem as if those particular institutions haven't, from top to bottom, made as much progress. And I think that's where we need to specifically focus. Not that there aren't plenty of other areas. There are plenty of every day-to-day areas. We're talking about just, you know, the ability to have the most basic freedom in the entire world, which is to breathe.
All right, I was talking to Rusty Wright last week. He hopes to have all of his players by July 1st. What is kind of your timetable of kind of having everybody back?
Yeah, you know, I'm just playing it by ear as to what they'll allow us to do. But as soon as we have come to the conclusion that it's safe enough to bring our guys here, I'll have them come immediately. And so I'm hoping it's a little before that, but again, I would err on the side of, I hope it's before that for a lot of reasons, you know, not just the last of which is probably getting in a basketball gym and making yourselves better basketball players. That's probably so far down on my list. These guys, they're going to pick up basketball again. They've been doing it their whole lives. There's so many other reasons that I would like to have them around here in that environment as a really good distraction from some other things. But hopefully once we get it all straight, you know, maybe sometime before July, I'm not sure. But I just, whenever they say it, we'll be ready to go. I know our guys are really excited about returning to campus and being able to get into the gym and whatever that'll look like. Maybe it'll be two guys can get in there without coaches, two guys with one coach. I don't know what that'll look like. But once we do establish that, we'll get our guys here. Our turnaround time will be really quick. We got a lot of guys that would drive here, so our turnaround time will be really quick.
All right, you know how we like to roll. Rapid fire, close, first thing off the top of the head. Does that sound okay?
Perfect.
All right, this is in honor of Morgan Freeman's 83rd birthday.
83. Wow.
All right. Okay. How many times have you seen Million Dollar Baby? Can you watch it more than once?
You know, I haven't watched that movie, to be 100% honest with you.
Okay.
Which I always am.
So that's a zero. That's a zero.
Zero.
Yes. Would you trade right now to, if I could guarantee you're going to be as cool as Morgan Freeman at 83, would you take that right now?
Yes.
All right.
Sure.
We know your favorite Morgan Freeman movie. What's your second favorite?
It could be Seven.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman or Freddie Freeman?
Who's Freddie Freeman?
That's all you got to say, Coach.
All right, your least favorite Morgan Freeman movie that you can think of?
Can't think of one.
All right. Who's the second best actor behind Morgan Freeman?
Second best actor. Wow, what a good question. Oh, there's so many good ones. I like guys like – I used to like Nick Nolte a whole lot back in the day. But I like Pacino. I like Will Smith. There's a lot. There's a bunch.
Coach, can you take us out with a rerun classic of your great Morgan Freeman impersonation?
Okay, I'll do my intro. That's probably my best one.
Right.
I remember the first time I laid eyes on Andy Dufresne. It didn't look like much.
Excellent work! Excellent work! Take that, COVID! Take that!
Lamont, we always enjoy it. Thank you so much for stopping in here on Press Row, and best of luck to you here in the days and weeks ahead.
Thanks, guys.
All right, always enjoy it.
Having me as always. Same here. Be safe out there.
All right, you do the same. Thank you so much. Lamont Paris, the head coach of the UTC Mox, 20-win season guy. 648-1051 is the number. We'll introduce the Painter Ready poll question when we come back here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.